Some teens are trying a new social media platform. It's called Be Real. The creators say it is a more authentic experience than, say, Instagram because of what is missing from the usual social media experience. There are no filters, no photo editing, no celebrities posting perfect photos, and also no ads. NPR tech reporter Bobby Allen reports why what's missing matters.
Marissa Omaki is an 18-year-old in the San Francisco Bay Area who has had it with Instagram.
For the longest time, I would always compare myself to like these influencers, like, oh, how come like I can't be like that? You know, like I want to be like that, but I'll never like get on the same tier as them. It really does get to like a lot of people's brains.
So when Omaki heard about the French app Be Real, she was eager to try it out. Here's how it works. You only post once a day when prompted. You have just 2 minutes to take a photo. The app snaps a selfie and whatever's in front of you at once, all without filters and unedited.
When I'm on Be Real, like, I'm not really expecting, like, oh, I'm in Hawaii. I'm with my hot boyfriend. Like, I'm just kind of expecting, like, someone on their couch.
And that's often what it is, the mundane motions of life. People walking their dog, people staring at a computer, people eating lunch. Omaki's best friend, Kia Reddy, chimes in to say that so much of apps like Instagram and Snapchat feels like a performance. People bragging about vacations or cool parties or who they're hanging out with. On Be Real, there's less fear of missing out. A FOMO-free zone.
We're not performing anymore. Most of the time, like most of my Be Reals are either me sitting at my desk doing homework or me at work.
That's refreshing to researchers who study social media's impact on child development. UCLA's Yalda Yules says apps like Instagram and TikTok, where influencer culture thrives, can harm teens' mental health, with teens constantly comparing themselves to the bodies and styles of professional models.
Social comparison is normal. Like, it's something that every teenager and every person needs to learn to know how to act in the world. But on social media, you know, it's social comparison on steroids.
Yule says there are obviously plenty of ways to not be real on Be Real. It's social media after all. But she says an app that pushes people to share photos of what they're really doing and what they really look like is a welcome development.
I applaud anything that helps young people understand that a filtered approach to life is not an authentic and healthy approach to life.
Right now, if you go to someone's Be Real profile, you can't see who they follow or how many followers they have. The profiles are totally blank. Social media without a popularity contest. The app also doesn't have advertising. Back in the Bay Area, Reddy wonders how Be Real can stay this way forever, since eventually the app is going to have to figure out a way to make money. How will the app do that while also staying an intimate, chill place to share photos with friends?
If there's like a feature where like celebrities start getting on the app and they're like, oh, you can pay to see the celebrities Be Real, I'm going to kind of like back away, I think, a little bit.
Be Real is trying to be a social media app to give everyone a break from social media apps. Silicon Valley sees it as maybe the next big thing. Already, the same venture capitalists who backed Instagram and Twitter are funding Be Real. Of course, there's another way to take a break from social media. Try logging off. Bobby Allen, NPR News.